County Council got a review of the data from their Public Works Director, Derek Radke. Among the items, as Councilmember Chris Robinson noted, they heard that their subsidy for the system in the Park City area is about $9 per rider.
It was at $9, and then the Salt Lake to Park City connector was the other $9 or $10. But yes, that's true.
Wow, that's expensive. Is that worth it?
Well, it is expensive, but I think it's also expensive to deal with the alternative. You build more roads, more pavement, more lanes. It's all part of the package. I had the same reaction, you know, that it's pretty good subsidy.
Is it time to start charging bus riders?
I don't know. I think almost all transit is subsidized. I don't think it pays its way. And it's deemed to be a common cost of government and of the community. And this is the first time in my memory where we've actually had someone tell us what the per rider subsidy was.
Robinson said the county is contracting with the firm Farron Pierce for up to $125,000 on a transit study that'll help them to plan for a Kimball Junction Transit Center.
Well, first of all, we don't have the money to build it right now anyway. If we've got some grant money, it's about $95,000 coming to help design it, but we don't want to expend those funds until we see the little bigger picture of what the best solution for our transportation issues are.
The county and Park City were also wondering if the city's bus barn on Iron Horse Drive can accommodate CNG vehicles. Robinson said they still need analysis about that.
You know, there was about $1.5 million budget item there for actually the filling station component of that would be this very robust system to be able to refuel with CNG the buses. And we don't have good analysis yet on what the payback would be on that. And even if we had that, there's some optimization study that we need to do to determine whether that's the best place to build it, because it could be usable by not just the transit fleet, but by lots of the rest of our city and county fleets. And do we want it on Iron Horse? And so there's more to come on that.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.